Good evening. My name is Royce Van Tassel. I am the executive director of the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools. We are one of five organizations that make up the Utah Education Debate Coalition. Those five organizations, as you can see, include the Sutherland Institute, KSL News Radio, the United Way Salt Lake, and the Hinckley Institute of Politics. We are sponsoring and hosting eight debates this fall, this month, one in each of the state school board races that are up this fall. And so we'll complete those by the end of this month. We're thrilled that you can join us. Let me just give you a brief outline of what's going to happen and tell you sort of who's in charge. And fortunately, I am not that person. Our debate moderator this evening is Christine Cook. And once we turn this over to her, she will run the show. She'll explain to you the rules that we have talked to each of the candidates with. You'll hear an opportunity for each of the candidates to introduce themselves. Roughly for the first half hour, we'll have questions that Christine will pose. And then about halfway through, we'll throw it out to you as members of the audience. I'll take this mic, and you'll be able to pose a question for the second half hour. And then we'll conclude with some closing statements from each of the candidates. I want to take a brief but very important moment to thank Chulalongkorn High School for the Performing Arts, where we are here, for putting this on, and in particular, their tech class for arranging all of this. We very much appreciate their willingness to give us a beautiful facility to work with. I have to say, this is probably the nicest facility that we get to work with in the state. And so we're just thrilled that they can be here. We're going to have Drew Williams, who is the director here at Chulalongkorn, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Christine will take it away.
Before I ask you to all stand, I just want to officially, you can stand, that's fine. Yeah, that's, you're like, oh, I don't know if I, just want to officially welcome you to Chulalongkorn High School. This is a fantastic place, and we appreciate your support of the charter debates and so forth. So thank you for being here. If you will all follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you. And on behalf of the Education Debate Coalition, welcome to your state school board debate. My name is Christine Cook. I'm an education policy analyst with Sutherland Institute, and we are excited to host this conversation between voters and candidates. First, I just want to remind us why we are all here. Education is important. It's more than a political topic, it's a moral one, and it goes to the core of who we are as people. As human beings, we ask questions, we reason, we reflect. We're created to learn and to fulfill unique potential. So the work of the state school board is important, and that's why these races are also important. Candidates, this is your opportunity to articulate your vision and philosophy of education. And voters, this is your opportunity to engage your candidates and hear their ideas and not focus on personalities or low-level rhetoric that sometimes dominates election cycles. So with that, let's start this meaningful conversation with some opening statements. Let's begin. We will start with Wes. I'll give you 2 minutes to make an opening statement, and then we'll turn it over to Michelle.
Hi, I wish we were a little closer and I could see you through those lights, but my name is Wes Christiansen. Originally I was born in Nephi, raised there, and I moved down to go to Dixie College a long time ago, and I met my wonderful wife, Kathy Burgess, down here while I was going to school, and we got married, next Groundhog Day, we got married on that day so she could remember our anniversary. It'll be 49 years, so we've had a good marriage. We've raised five children for foster children. We've got 14 grandchildren, and I'm very proud of that. That's the best accomplishment that I've made is my family and children, and I'm a lucky dad and a lucky grandpa. I've been involved in education my whole life. My father was a builder, and I heard enough of a dollar waiting on a dime trying to keep up with him mixing mud. And so he really instilled in me to get an education. So I came to Dixie, and I graduated from the University of Utah, and I'm thankful for my education. And I'm thankful for teachers I had. I had some teachers when I was in school that inspired me, that influenced me, and made a great difference in my life. One of them was named Mr. Dalby. He was my history teacher, and he instilled in me a love of our country and this Constitution. So I